Hello everyone, welcome to another IT Career Talk with Professionals, and today we have a VP of Engineering. Hello. My guest today is Mr. Julius Oy.
Hey everyone, good to see you all.
So Mr. Julius, can you describe for us your role? What do you do in your current company?
Yeah, so currently yung role ko is VP of Engineering. So by way of background, hindi siya normal na role. Usually, nag-hire ang company ng VP of Engineering once na umabot na sila ng Series A or Series B in terms of funding. And yung typical role ng VP of Engineering is to scale the team. Siya yung nag-hire ng iba't ibang talent and skill set in order to augment yung needs ng company. Siya rin yung nag-manage ng various human resource to move people around. So he works with mga product managers, yung CEO, yung CTO, to try to find out a new business direction. And then siya yung nagsasabi na, okay, kailangan natin ng mga backend engineers dito, kailangan natin mag-hire ng mga data engineers sa kanyan para tumakbo yung company na maayos. So yun yung rough idea ng VP.
Right, no? Ano naman yung skills and values na kailangan mong ma-possess para maging VP of Engineering ka? Kasi you mentioned na parang may konting human resources, no? Kailangan ba may trainer mentality ka rin, ganito?
Being a VP, iba't iba yung mga skill set na kailangan, depende sa nature ng company. So let's say for example, let's say VP of Engineering ako ng let's say Chrome OS, for example, which is yung operating system ng Google laptops. Mas importante sa kanila is yung VP is alam niya yung operating systems for many, many years. Very, very technical. Pero hindi niya kailangan masyadong maalam in terms of paghanap ng tamang talent kasi ibibigay niya sa kanya ng malaking company. Pero let's say, usually, ang nangyayari sa mga VP is that nag-start sila sa startups. So, most VPs from startup, usually kailangan is maganda yung, may maganda silang background in terms of working with people. People can work very well with them. Hindi kailangan masyadong technical yung VP, pero kailangan, alam niyo, marunong siya makipag-usap sa mga engineers, sa mga product managers, as well as business team. So, yun yung rough idea.
Right. No? Since ito nga very, I would say, human or ang dami mong kailangan kausapin na tao, no? And manage na tao, you personally, ano yung management style mo?
Ooh, usually, common question siyang tinatanong sa interview, although very broad yung question. Pero siguro if I can give a few ideas, is that may certain types of management na very focused on task, meaning to say, so usually helpful siya in scenarios whereby yung mga workers or yung mga employees is hindi nila kailangan mag-perform in terms of creative thinking. So these are the types of workers, for example, na makikita natin, let's say, sa construction sites, sa assembly lines. Kumbaga, kung paulit-ulit yung ginagawa nila, helpful yung task-driven leadership whereby they will just push you to do your job and do it fast. Pero usually, ang helpful sa software engineering, sa tech in general, is that kailangan optimize yung leadership style mo for creative problem solvers, which means na yung type of leadership style na kailangan is that kailangan mo bigyan sila ng trust. You need to trust them to do their job well, and then give them as much autonomy, as much freedom as possible to perform.
Right.
Kasi usually yung ganun klaseng management style, yun yung pinaka-effective for software engineers, for product managers.
Right, no. And dito sa role mo, you mentioned a bit na depende sa company, sometimes hindi na as technical yung need. But for you personally, do you still code? And if you do, anong scripts or anong stack ang hawak mo?
Usually kapag nasa VP level, bihira na lang yung coding. Most of the time, hindi ako nagko-code na. Once na nag-play ang isang person sa role ng VP, usually ang ginagamit nila is SQL. Kasi sa mga higher level situations, important yung decision making,
right.
And important yung data-driven decision making. Kaya yun yung mostly ginagamit na.
Great, great. No? So, post tayo konti about your present, no? And balik tayo sa past. Is paano ka, paano ka umabot sa role mo dito sa Singapore? Paano ka umabot ng Singapore? But simula tayo sa paano ka napasok sa IT. Anong high school pa lang ba yung pinili mo talaga? Ay, gusto ko talaga mag-IT. Or anong kwento doon?
Actually, nung teenage years ko, hindi ko rin masyadong alam kung ano talaga yung future for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Pero I was born in the 80s. So during yung mga high school years ko, madalas pa rin yung brownout. And during those time rin, sumikat yung 3210, yung Nokia phones,
yes,
kung
yes.
Saan pwede kang gumawa ng mga ringtones.
Yes.
So I thought na during brownout, yun yung ginagawa ko. So at that time, naging popular yung mga anime. So gumagawa ko ng mga anime ringtones. And then I thought na pwede palang i-publish ito online. So at that time, very popular pa yung Yahoo,
mm-hmm.
yung GeoCities, yung mga medyo may puti na buhok. Very popular sila. So I started creating websites. And then during those time rin, naging popular yung MIRC. So I started doing scripting languages as well. So that was during my high school years.
Right.
And so at that point, na-realize ko na mukhang masayang gumawa ng mga websites, mga program, ganyan. So nung mga entrance exam, ang in-applyan ko is computer science.
Uh-huh.
So I would say, sinurterin ako, I guess, to get into a good school.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually, I graduated and moved to a company called Navitaire, which is an airline software company. So
right.
We do at that company, what I do is we do a bit of operations research, a bit of data science. Yun yung mga time na hindi pa masyadong popular yung data science. So yung idea is we optimize yung price ng mga seats for airlines so that the airlines company, they can
profit.
Pera, ganyan talaga.
so, hindi kayo yung seat sale, kayo yung baliktad ng seat sale?
Yeah, actually, interestingly, we do both. So, yung may mga special case kasi kung saan kailangan namin mag-set ng seat sale para makakuha ng mga passengers na maging comfortable sila. And then, tataasan namin yung presyo. Not very good, but ganyan talaga yung business.
Yes.
Ayun, so after a while, I decided to... Actually, not decided. So I guess opportunity found me as well. I found opportunity to do mobile engineering. At that time, slowly naging popular yung iOS, yung Android. And then I moved to Singapore, then may opportunity.
Right. So, itong Singapore mo, parang you actively applied for a company in Singapore or parang how did it, may friends ka ba na nasa Singapore or relatives and so naisip mo mag-Singapore din?
May friends ako sa Singapore and then at that time, startup siya. And then naghanap sila ng mobile engineer. At that time, hindi rin ako nagde-develop for mobile. Mostly desktop yung ginagawa ako during those time. Pero tinry ko lang na mag-apply and then medyo pinalad rin. And I thought na it might be a good experience to work outside sa Philippines to, I guess, broaden my horizons, ganyan na.
Ayun. So, nasa Singapore ka na. How was your first year naman sa Singapore? Was it like hard, very, very interesting? Na-homesick ka ba? Mga ganun. Because we know some of our audiences will try to explore Singapore also na, as a very common jump country for IT anyway.
Yeah, I think nung nag-move ako sa Singapore, may mga good experience and some bad experience as well. Probably not bad, pero challenging siguro. So I think in Singapore, as most people know, very organized.
Mm-hmm.
People are very nice, very clean, very safe. So may mga maraming mga good stuff rin sa Singapore. Some of the things that I found challenging moving here, gaya na sabi mo, I think most people have homesickness for the first few months, some people even years. But eventually, over time, naka-adapt na rin. Pero if anything, I felt na yung pinaka-challenging is actually yung tinatawag na imposter syndrome. Kasi dito sa Singapore, very well-educated yung mga colleagues and very hardworking. So when I first came here, I found na many of them are performing at a very different level. Mm-hmm. So I had to try to, you know, compete.
Right. And over the years, paano mo naman na ano yun, parang na even yung playing field more or less, no?
I think to be frank, hindi siya possible. I think although I would, because iba't iba tayo ng personality, right, and right, career roadmap, pero I think na it's important to surround yourself with people who are passionate with what they do, and also have a good moral compass. Mm-hmm. I think these are the people who would guide your career towards a scenario whereby, you know, it creates an exponential effect. So in my case, I think yung one thing na very good ang mga Filipino, and I think other how shall I say, cultures could learn from, is that we are very friendly. We like to throw jokes, and you know, we like to be together in general. We like to build relationships. So I think it's something na hindi mabilis for people who are very much into books and, you know, coding and all.
Right.
Kasi different area siya. So I guess advice rin sa mga friends natin na if they want to move to Singapore, some relational areas of work will benefit. So let's say product management, leadership. I think those are the things that I think helped me. Mm-hmm. And maybe will help a lot as well.
Right. And at what point would you say na parang you felt confident na, or you know, felt confident or got the skills of leadership and parang nag-transition ka towards manager naman? No? Kasi siguro sa simula, parang individual contributor, as you mentioned, parang iOS or mobile developer, and then at one point naging manager, right? How did that happen naman?
Wow. So then sa case ko is, I think it's very common, even in other, for other people who move from individual contributor to manager, kung saan circumstances actually open up the opportunity.
Okay.
So dun sa case ko, I was working in Rakuten at the time, which is a Japanese company. We do video streaming. It's like an Asian Netflix. So at that point, medyo kinulang kami ng tao for iOS, and at that time I was doing Android. So my boss felt that it's a good opportunity for me to step up, and so I tried to manage the mobile team. And eventually, actually mahirap yung journey kasi as a software engineer, things are very well defined, andun yung mga requirements, andun right. yung mga assigned. Pero once na nag-start ka na mag-manage, very different yung world, very chaotic, and daming uncertainties, and you have to navigate around those.
Right. And then from there, you know, she slowly, I guess, built yourself up as a manager, and now naging VP of engineering ka na, no? In that sense. I wanted to ask, because I also checked your profile, no? And for our audience purposes, I wanted to ask two things na medyo different in your history. Is that one is, it seems like you're also an active leader in the community there, whether it be in Google developers or itong Big On Development. No? Are these communities, tech communities, or what are these two organizations?
So back when I was in Rakuten, we used a lot of Google products. We were using Google Cloud, we were using, of course, Google Play, Firebase, and several other Google products. So at that time, we felt that it would be good for us to give back to the community. And may nagkaroon kami ng opportunity. So it actually started where we actually go around Southeast Asia to speak and to share what we have been learning. And then there was a time kung saan in-offer sa amin yung opportunity to lead Google Developer Group sa Singapore. So yung committee na yun is we talk about various Google technologies such as Android, Google Cloud, Firebase, so on and so forth. And we felt that it's a good opportunity for us to give back to the community. We think that it's always good to, you know, share your blessings. And it's not a cliche, like we think that we have benefited a lot from open source, from people who are giving us advices for free, and we just wanted to give back. And hopefully, you know, yung idea is if people learn from us, hopefully they can cascade it down as well. Right. BigO is very similar, but instead of talking about Google technologies, we talk about leadership topics, like how do you grow your team, how do you take care of your team, what are the metrics that you look at in order to help your team perform, so on and so forth.
Right, right. Now, very interesting. So there's a leadership, is this a tech leadership organization or general team leadership?
Most of our audiences are actually coming from the tech industry, so mostly geared towards tech. Mm.
Right, right. No. And then the other question that I wanted to ask is, at one point, you took up masters, but not masters of engineering or computer science. You took up masters in arts. No? So I'm not sure anong klaseng arts, like yung painting arts pa to or what. Now, can you tell us more on why you got masters in arts or of arts?
Yeah, so actually yung masters in of arts ko is it's a field of study called the Christian apologetics, which in layman's term, it's more along the lines of philosophy of religion. So at that there was a point that I was thinking na, you know, trying to make sense of I guess the perceived reality, and I thought that, okay, you know, for over a long period of time, I've been looking at the sciences. Why don't we take a look at the philosophers, the theologians, what they think about the world, and see whether there's any connection that I can right. see, you know? So I thought it was interesting. Kaya ako siya tinig.
And, you know, just a short summary, and was there a connection between theology, philosophy, religion, and tech?
I think for the theologians, for the philosophers, and for the software engineers and so forth, everyone's very passionate in the pursuit of knowledge. So I think yun yung very common. And I think one of the very good experience that I had when I was taking the masters is that we are, as you might know, in philosophy, we debate, right? But one of the very good things that I experienced there is that no matter how much we disagree with our opponents, we tend to disagree very respectfully because we are evaluated in the tone of voice na ginagamit namin to disagree. Right. And so I think that's one thing that I was able to learn and also apply to work and I guess real life as well.
Great, no? That's actually a very good advice in tone of, I guess, the tone of argument, no? Para hindi ka, it doesn't sound rude or ano, but it sounds still, parang I disagree but accommodating yung, ano, no? Oh, very interesting. To our audience that are currently wondering, how is the hiring situation in Singapore? You know, like, do they need a particular set of skill sets right now? Do they need to get some certifications to make them more hireable in Singapore at the moment?
Wow, that's a very good one. So, sa Singapore, malaki yung shortage in terms of backend engineers. So, if you do Golang, Rust, Ruby on Rails, Node.js, it's easier to get here. In terms of other fields, honestly, medyo mahirap. Yung reason kung bakit ganun is that things have changed so much over the past 10 years in terms of how Singapore brings in foreign talent. Mm-hmm. Right now, for example, masyadong mataas yung bar, even from colleges like De La Salle or like UP or Ateneo or USD, in order for them to get here. So ngayon medyo, honestly medyo mahirap. Pero if, let's say for example, gustong, meron tayong mga Filipino friends who wants to move here, usually yung route na tinatake nila is to take a master's degree sa one of the universities in Singapore and then look for a job here. That's the easiest way to get here.
Right, right. Currently, majority of us are doing remote working, no? In general, how do you feel about remote working? Or do you also see like maybe Singapore companies will do offshore, I don't know if that's the correct term, no? Offshore hiring. Now maybe not in Singapore, but hired by Singapore, Singapore companies. Is that something you feel like is possible or you see a trend if there is in remote working at the moment?
I think it's very much possible, especially na medyo acute yung talent shortage sa Singapore. So many of the Singapore companies, Singapore started companies, they actually go around Southeast Asia. So very common for Singaporean companies to first look at Vietnam. But one of the challenges we have in Vietnam is that yung English nila hindi ganun ka, kalinis. Not to attack, but ganun talaga, ganun yung culture. We have Malaysia as well, pero in terms of skills, mas magaling yung mga Vietnamese in general. Yung kagandahan sa Pinas is that we speak very good English and we are, in general, good software engineers. So, may mga Singapore companies na nag-hire ng freelance sa Manila and sa Cebu usually.
I see. Right. Siguro, just a couple more questions now before we end. I just wanted to understand, for you that you've been, you know, now a VP of engineering, you've generally had a successful life. How do you define success? Or what makes you successful?
Okay, that's a tough one. I think there's a religious way to answer it, and there's a, how shall I say, a capitalist way of answering it.
Well, your personal way of answering, not to say. You want to know from your perspective.
Okay, I think if you ask me, right, like human life, we live maybe 80 years, 90 years, you know, and then after a while, yung mga achievements natin will mostly be obsolete or forgotten. So all in all, I think na although it might sound nice na, you know, oh, you know, I'm a VP working in Singapore, potentially, you know, looking successful from someone from the Philippines, for example. But I think that ultimately, I think it's to be able to bridge eternity to the present. I'm a theist. I believe in God, so I think that, you know, at the end of the day, if we are not able to think from the perspective of eternity and work our way back, I don't think that we'll be successful. So I think it's important for us to think from that perspective.
All right, cool. So what are your current passions at the moment then? Since yun nga, from eternity going back, ano yung mga IT passions and non-IT passions that you have?
I do philosophy on the side. If people are interested from a non-IT perspective, I do some form of theological and philosophical research. Pero maybe since yung audience is mostly IT, from the IT side, I think that there's a lot of very, very interesting things that are happening recently sa areas of IT. So let's say, for example, in terms of data processing, in terms of backend engineering, in terms of scaling the infrastructure, I think maraming mga new fields of optimization, new fields of innovation na hindi siya nag-exist when I was, starting off. And also recently, how do I put this? Back in the 20 years ago, most of the product development happens in the US in terms of IT, in terms of tech. Now we see China growing so fast. Ngayon yung Singapore and Vietnam is also catching up. And we are seeing as well, sa Philippines, marami na rin mga startups na reasonably successful as some people might think, like companies like Paymaya, companies like Kumu, and a few others. So I think it's quite exciting, and I do invest quite a bit in terms of networking with people in those types of companies, building their companies, helping them out, and being helped by them.
Right. Cool. So just siguro my last question I have for you is, what you mentioned a little bit, 20 years ago, ganyan. If you had to give yourself and also our audience, some sort of advice, think back, like, hey, kaka-graduate mo lang, if you could give yourself an advice, and hopefully may ma-pick up din yung audience natin relating to them, what advice would you give?
I think when planning your career, it's very common sa atin na makabol ng money, right? There was a time na naging popular ang computer science, and then afterwards to nursing, and then now I think we're back to computer science. Pero what I found over the past, I suppose around 15, 16 years of my career is that many people drop off along the way. Kasi they try to study a course kung saan hindi sila talaga passionate, pero they felt that there's money on it, and then they drop off because, it turns out that it's not their passion. So I think for us to be successful, we have to, in some ways, I guess, like in a career success manner, right? Like we have to invest in areas that we are passionate about, and actually thrive on it. And also at the same time, I think it's very important for us to explore things, explore new things, things that you haven't done before, and not be afraid to fail. I think if there's any advice, at least for me, I failed a lot. I screwed so many things up. I had a lot of broken friendships as well, like things that I have mishandled. But I mean, at the end of the day, I think we should just press on, learn from the mistakes, and hopefully not repeat the same.
Right. So guys and girls, everybody, in other words, if you have any, questions or follow-ups or anything that you want to say out, you can always leave it also in the comment section, and we'll try to get back to you. Mr. Julius, do you have any last shout-outs, if you have lang?
I would love to meet some of you in person one day once na nag-open up na. And of course, you can reach out to me sa LinkedIn. I'll try my best to respond as much as I can. And thank you so much, Raf, for having me here.
Right.
And hope you have an awesome day.
All right. Thank you. So goodbye, everyone. That's it. And I hope you guys have an awesome day. And of course, if you like our content, don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe button, and notification bell.